Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. An assault report involving a weapon drew Flathead County Sheriff's deputies to the Emery Bear area of Hungry Horse Reservoir over the weekend. The response quickly escalated into an officer-involved shooting. Suspect was killed in the encounter. No deputies were hurt. Per standard protocol, the Kalispell Police Department has stepped in to conduct an independent investigation. After receiving hundreds of comments, with comments still coming in over the weekend, Missoula County Commissioners say they're ready to take a closer look at options for dealing with the feral horse herd that's ignited a fierce debate in the fast-growing Miller Creek neighborhood. Commissioners are now scheduling a public hearing 2 p.m. Thursday, June 11th, to discuss the future of the horses, which have become a frequent sight as they've expanded their grazing across the neighborhood south of Missoula. While the horses have been a part of the landscape for over a century, some people worry about public safety and a vehicle collision that happened recently. Others welcome the horses, saying they should be allowed to run free. Missoula area firefighters spent most of yesterday putting out a major fire that broke out at a local business. The blaze erupted during the noon hour at the Axeman's Yard, sending a column of thick black smoke over the valley. Frenchtown Fire, Missoula Rural Fire, additional firefighters from the city, Arlee, Florence, and Missoula Airport provided mutual aid, finally declaring the situation under control around 6:30. Cause of the fire is being investigated. The corner crossing issue is back in the news with a big meeting coming up tomorrow, as Nick Northern reports.
A debate that has hunters, landowners, and public access advocates all paying attention is heading back into the spotlight as the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is asking for public input on the controversial issue of corner crossing. It's a topic that could impact access to hundreds of thousands of acres of public land across the state, and opinions on both sides are running strong. The final public meeting is tomorrow. Find out how to get registered now on our website. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Nick Northern.
This is the Montana State News Network.